Listener discretion advised. Topics of hippo breeding ahead. Hey, Wanderers! Welcome back to another Foolish Wanderers podcast, the podcast about anything and everything. Today we're talking about some of the hot goss about the hippos at the Cincinnati Zoo. So take it away, Kendra.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about some drama at the Cincinnati Zoo, and otherwise I've dubbed this episode as Horny, Horny Hippos.
See, I thought last week when we talked about this, you're going to make it like a joke on the Housewives or whatever the shows.
I was, but then, you know, hungry, hungry hippos, horny, yeah, horny hippos. That I feel funny. Like this is better. Otherwise, it's like, it's going to, otherwise, you know, keeping up with the Cincinnati Zoo, mm-hmm, like, you know, keeping up with the they who shall not be named.
The what?
The Kardashians.
Oh,
you know,
okay, never mind.
I didn't want to say their name, okay. Thank you. But thank you, Katrina. I had to say their name.
I was still on, like, Housewives things. I wasn't on the Kardashians.
I don't know why I know so much about them. Don't look for it. Don't read it. But I see the stupid headlines, and on social media, they're just always there.
Yeah, it's osmosis.
Yeah, in their late 30s, early 40s, still having like 13-year-old girl drama. I just, yeah, so it's great. Great way to start off the episode.
Okay,
so do you know anything about the Cincinnati Zoo? Or
I know it's a pretty big zoo, but that's pretty much all I know. I don't know, like, the main attractions or anything there. So.
Okay, yeah. So the Cincinnati Zoo is a chaotic, lawless place. So in, I think you'll remember this one. So remember in May 28th of 2016, when a mischievous child climbed into the gorilla enclosure, aka the home of Harambe, which resulted in the Cincinnati Zoo, their animal response team, blasted the gorilla between the eyes with a rifle, and they killed him. And it's a day that is forever etched in the United States history. And do you remember after that, Harambe became huge, huge meme everywhere.
And people voted for him for president.
A lot of people voted for him for president. A lot of people voted for a goat. This is just the state of our politics. This is how bad our politicians are, that a lot of people voted for a ghost gorilla to be president.
Yep, over the two candidates.
Yep. So, if you remember how huge this Harambe news story was,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, obviously, I mean, it is a sucky situation. Obviously, you'd want the child to be okay, but you also want the gorilla to be okay. But the zoo made a call to, you know.
So, I guess I didn't really look into this. Was the child still in the enclosure when they...
Yeah.
Oh.
They decided that it was too risky. They didn't know how Harambe would react with getting shot with sleep darts, like sleep, to make him just go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that he would become violent and, you know, murder the child or something.
It could be.
So they didn't know. So they went, okay, we'll just, you know, shoot him in the head.
Jeepers.
So that happened. So ever since that, the murder of Zarambe, or not Zarambe, Harambe.
Where did that go from?
I think, I don't know, maybe because we're talking about a zoo and I just put a Z. I don't know.
This is Memorial Zoo, Zarambe. Yep.
Is Zarambe. The Cincinnati Zarambe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for the next several years following Harambe's cold-blooded murder, the Cincinnati Zoo couldn't open its zoo mouth without a Harambe quip being shoved down its throat. Even to this day, if you go on the Cincinnati Zoo's Twitter account, at Cincinnati Zoo, you can't find a tweet without seeing Harambe. Like, people, like, memeing about Harambe.
Yeah.
There was one where the Cincinnati Zoo tweeted a picture of, like, a snow leopard and a red panda in the snow, and somebody was like, Harambe loved the snow, too.
Jeez.
So,
I'm sure he did.
If you're bored, and, you know, you're bored of toxic Twitter, just go on the Cincinnati Zoo Twitter and give yourself a little chuckle about all the Harambe memes, people trolling about Harambe.
Oh, no.
So, since 2016, the Cincinnati Zoo has worked tirelessly to repair their damaged image. Obviously, because a child somehow got into the gorilla enclosure.
Like, how does that happen?
I like to say bad parents. I'd also like to say bad child. I'd also like to say bad gorilla enclosure.
Yeah, like unsafe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But am I incorrect? For some reason, I'm thinking that one of his parents lifted him up or something and like dropped him in. Is that wrong?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, I don't remember correctly, but for some reason I thought somebody had a picture of like his dad or somebody like picking him up so he could see.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
So he could like see the gorilla, they just fell on accident.
Yeah, one of the listeners can get back to us on that, but like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened. Someone was doing like a Michael Jackson blanket thing and like dangling him over or something like that.
No.
Who knows?
Oh no. That was bad too. Okay.
So the Cincinnati Zoo has worked tirelessly to repair their image. And in 2021, the Cincinnati Zoo took the top spot in USA Today's Best Zoo category of the 2021 Summer Reader's Choice poll, which I guess is a high honor for a zoo poll. So they're kind of, they recovered their image. Until 2 weeks ago, on a Thursday at 7:53 p.m., when the New York Post, a newspaper, uncovered a troubling affair between their celebrity hippo Fiona and her dark, handsome stepfather.
No.
To help explain the situation, we have a hippo family tree, and we will dissect and break down the story.
Oh, goody. I can't wait.
So, this is the Cincinnati Zoo hippo family tree. And... So we will be talking about Henry, R.I.P., which is Fiona's father, B.B., which is Fiona's mother, and then Henry and B.B.'s child, Fiona, the star, the celebrity star, and then B.B. then married Tucker, who was Fiona's stepfather / side piece, and then B.B. and Tucker had Fritz, which is a baby half-brother of Fiona.
Okay, so a pretty simple family tree.
Yes, pretty simple.
Okay.
So, here we go. So, Fiona was born to parents Henry and Bibi. So, flashback to 2017, a year after the murder of Harambe.
Oh, goodness.
Henry and Bibi were two happily married hippopotami living in the Cincinnati Zoo's Hippo Cove. The two were madly in love. They spent their days swimming in the tank, eating, sweating their weird blood sweat together, and wagging their tails while they pooped so it sprayed everywhere.
They're such majestic creatures.
Oh, they're so ugly. Okay, I have this little YouTube clip to pull up for you.
Okay. I have an ad for Lindt chocolate.
Are you serious? How appropriate, since it's going to be about poop.
Oh, no.
Lindt chocolate chocolatiers.
Oh, delicious. Now let's watch the hippo spray poop. I will leave the link, listeners, if you want to watch this video in the description if you guys want to check it out.
I think the farting noises, the overdramatic farting noises, are fake.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? They're too comical. But
I'm such a child.
That's why I had to put it in there.
Because I'm a child.
I already laughed it. I already watched it like three times over.
I don't remember what zoo I was at, but this actually happened in front of me at a zoo when I was like in high school.
Oh no.
There was like, I was far enough away and people were gathering. I was like, what's going on? And here's this hippo doing that.
It's so gross.
It's to mark their territory, right? So it is.
I don't know if it's entertainment or marking their territory by... It looks like a deli, like a meat deli, how it like they have like the saw that like slices the logs of sausage, you know, where it goes like
pfft. How is this a meat deli?
I don't know. The tail kind of reminded me of the saw, like the circular saw, you know, that cuts, you know, Like a Laffy Taffy polar or something? I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Or just cuts off the chunks.
Yeah, he cuts off the chunks. Okay.
So we need to move on.
We need to move on. So now we've established that hippos are weird creatures. So now back to the hippo love. So BB gave birth to an itsy bitsy 29-pound premature baby calf.
My goodness.
Yeah. And the zoo named the calf Fiona. And it was a scary and uncertain time, as the zoo didn't know whether or not Fiona would live. So the zoo put all of their money towards keeping Fiona alive. They built her a special, like, neonatal hippo care unit. Provided her with around-the-clock care. They even sold Fiona merchandise at the gift shop to help her like, you know, like, fund it. Fund
really her cute.
Living.
Aww.
And in the end, it worked. Fiona grew to be a happy, healthy hippopotamus. And she became a bit of a celebrity with children books, ornaments, and much, much, much more. Like, she is the queen of merch.
That's awesome.
She has a lot of children books.
Does she really?
Like, a lot.
I suppose, because, like, the trend took off when she was a baby,
yeah.
And then now she, yeah.
So, you know, like, she's, like, the little darling of, like, Good Morning America and the Today Show. You know, like, they show, they're like, it's Hippo Fiona.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Pooping, yeah, or whatever, sweating blood.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Okay, so Fiona's a happy little baby hippo. She's famous around the country. Hippo flock. There's flocks of people to come and see her, get her merch. But tragedy strikes the bloat. Otherwise, a bloat equals a hippo family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I was going to also name this page Don't Rock the Bloat.
Like, that was funny.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over. But, you know.
I like it.
Thank you. So, tragically, soon after Fiona had grown to a healthy weight, her father Henry's health began to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. He grew weaker and weaker by the day. The hippopotamus doctor identified an infection in his kidney that had not previously been detected. Unfortunately, by the time they made the diagnosis, it was too late. Henry passed away at the age of 36.
That seems pretty old to me for, like, a hippo.
Wasn't Jesus 36 when he died?
I don't know.
I think he was, or 33. One of the two.
I think it's,
but yeah, it seems kind of old for a hippo.
Let me look it up.
Young for a tortoise.
Oh, very young.
Wait, are you looking up how old Jesus was, or are you looking up the...
He was about 30.
Third Jesus?
33.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second guess. Okay, so anyway, back to Henry, who's 36.
Okay.
The Cincinnati Zoo and the bloat were devastated. The death of Henry now meant Bibi had to raise Fiona as a single hippo mom.
Plus the whole zoo staff, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the next few years were somber in Hippo Cove. Bibi and Fiona trudged along and tried to make a life of their own. But Fiona was missing a fatherly presence in her life. No one put to play catch with.
Aww. Catch the poo.
Thank you for bringing some laughter to the tragedy.
You're welcome.
Okay, so here's a story about a hippo named Tucker.
Oh, okay.
The Cincinnati Zoo decided Bibi needed to get out there again. So they reached out to the San Francisco Zoo. The San Francisco Zoo had a 19-year-old male hippo named Tucker. And on September 6, 2021, Tucker arrived in Cincinnati. So they bought him.
Okay.
Or traded him. I don't know. One of the two. I don't know how zoo purchases work between other zoos. Like animal exchanges.
I don't know
if they're trading them like players on a sports team, or they're like buying them like, you know, like a pet.
I have no idea.
And do you think there's a website where you can go to these like places and like purchase them?
I don't think you can buy a hippo. I mean, good luck, but...
No, but, like, you know, like, what if there's, like, a zoo site, like, where all the zoos can go, and they, like, Craigslist.
Oh, like, zoo list.
Yeah, like, zoo list. And you just could be like, there's a flock of flamingos I can have for, you know...
Yeah.
From the Baton Rouge, Louisiana Zoo. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like, is that how it works, or...
I don't know.
I'm curious. Anywho, so yeah, so Tucker arrived to the Cincinnati Zoo, and Tucker took an immediate liking to the 23-year-old BB, and it was a perfect match, or hippo love at first sight.
Aw, cute.
We need some like romantic music, like
or like Careless Whisper.
Yeah, Careless
Whisper. Yeah,
yeah. So BB and Tucker had a child of their own and named him Fritz, even though they're not German.
Okay.
So now hippos are a very costly animal to maintain because they're like way over 2,000 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And Tucker and BB were mating regularly.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? It's a circle of life.
Yeah, but get a room.
They can't because it's a zoo and it's an enclosure and people come to watch them.
Okay. Don't they have like a little hut or something?
I don't know. Maybe they have a little hut, like a love hut. I don't know.
Love shack.
Oh yeah, I should have said love shack. That was like a really love hut. That was a missed opportunity. Okay, so back to Tucker and BB banging nasties. So the zoo put BB on birth control, which is actually a real thing that they have for hippos.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know about other animals. I'm assuming.
Okay.
So, because the zoo couldn't afford to have a fourth hippo, so they decided to put her on birth control. I'm sorry, but I just really want to, I think that would be the funniest conversation to have, like a Teams meeting, and the subject is contraception for BB.
I mean, you can't really take away, Fritz, or what's his name?
Tucker,
yeah.
BB. Yeah. Katrina, I have a hippo family tree for you to look at, so you can keep track of this whole thing.
I know, I forget. You can't really take away her new lover either, so it's kind of, like, what do you do in that situation?
They did what they could do. They put her on birth control. So yeah, so the zoo couldn't afford to have the fourth hippo, so, you know, but... Unfortunately for the zoo, the hippo gods had other plans.
Oh no.
And after 3 months of making passionate marital love in public in front of large crowds of young children, BB got pregnant. And the zoo was shocked.
Oh,
this wasn't
goodness.
Supposed to happen. They had
Never
a Teams
is.
Meeting about it. The birth control had let them down.
Oh no.
But as it turned out, a pregnant BB was the best thing for the zoo because... merch! And fans were ecstatic that the zoo was getting a fourth hippo. Ooh. And Fiona, their star child, was going to have a baby brother.
Ooh.
Okay, and on August 3rd, 2022, the bloat welcomed baby Fritz into the world, and BB became a very overprotective mother, which was a red flag to Tucker about his baby mama's parenting style.
Was she that way with Fiona?
No, this stuff is kind of, it's all kind of made up. So,
okay, never mind.
It's based off a tweet that said that BB was an overprotective mother.
Okay.
It's kind of, this is like a soap opera, you know, it's made up.
It's juicy.
But it's true. So, BB refused to loosen her reins on Fritz. As a result, Fiona and Tucker started spending more and more time together. So Fiona showed Tucker all the fun secret parts of the hippo enclosures that only she knew about.
Okay.
So part 5, Tucker ditches BB and starts dating his stepdaughter Fiona.
No. Bad Tucker. Ew.
So BB was so involved in baby Fritz's life that she neglected the rest of her family. I'm team BB because like Fritz is a newborn. That's a very volatile part of your life.
That's true. Yeah.
You just welcomed a new roommate in the float.
Yeah, true.
And she just gave birth. And then Tucker's being a, you know, what rhymes with Tucker? And he's running around with her daughter.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So baby neglected the rest of her family. You know, obviously she has other duties to do.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even notice the progress her oldest daughter was making. That Fiona had evolved into a fully developed young woman hippo. You're shaking your head. What? What? She's no longer a baby hippo, Katrina. She's a young woman hippo.
A blossoming.
Yes. A blossoming young woman hippo.
Mm-hmm.
But Tucker was a different story. He was spending all of his time with Fiona, and feelings began to develop between the two. Sparks would fly whenever they'd snap their jaws at each other.
It's not literal sparks. It's romantic sparks?
Just romantic sparks, yeah.
Okay.
And it was an ethical dilemma. On one hand, they loved each other very, very much and wanted to be together publicly. On the other hand, Tucker was the father of Fiona's little brother and was technically still married to her mom.
There's more than that that's wrong with this equation.
So the two went back and forth on it for a while, but in the end, they decided that rules and ethics meant nothing to them because they were hippos.
Okay. They have a whole different set of ethics.
Yeah, they don't have any ethics.
Fair.
So the unusual family dynamic isn't nearly as cringy as it seems, because neither creature can appreciate the concepts of stepchildren and baby daddies.
Yeah, fair, but still weird.
That night, they went public with their relationship and had an awkward conversation with BB. Wouldn't you like to be the fly on that hippo?
No, I think I'm good.
I want to hear their conversation about it.
You do?
Yeah. So the news sent shockwaves through the zoo community. Publications across the country reported on the scandalous stepfather/stepdaughter relationship. It was a PR nightmare for the Cincinnati Zoo. They hadn't been under this level of scrutiny since they orchestrated that hit on Harambe back in 2016.
It's all a conspiracy.
And the zoo immediately went into damage control mode.
Uh-oh.
And these are just some of the headlines that's been published.
Oh, man. The news.
Fiona and Tucker are mating. The zoo says that's normal. Fiona, Tucker breeding, not surprising, Cincinnati Zoo says. House of the Hippos, zoo family drama as Fiona mates with stepdad Tucker.
That's the one you clicked on.
Oh, yeah. That's the most juicy headline.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so as expected, the Cincinnati Zoo took the stance that since they are hippos, none of this actually matters. Quote, they are not related, and this was expected to happen at some point. End quote, zoo officials said in the post, which I think is nasty, but the animal kingdom. They just like, they're like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't want to justify anything. But I'm like, I guess it's not her dad. It's still weird. Like, human logistics make it weird.
It's still weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
So BB and Tucker have still not officially broken off their relationship. Although Fiona has been actively mating with her mother's ex-boo right in front of her face.
Oh, they're exes now? They broke stuff off?
I don't know, but you know, like, Fiona and Tucker are, you know, bumping ugly so often that I don't think that BB has any chance.
Oh, man.
Yes. So, zoo officials said that Fiona is now the age where she is sexually mature and is currently on birth control, since the zoo is not ready to add to the bloat at this time.
How well did that work last time?
I know.
Not well at all.
I pulled up the official the official post from Fiona the Hippo. I think it's their Facebook page.
Okay.
So, this is from Fiona the Hippo's people.
Okay.
Fiona is at an appropriate age for breeding to occur, and at 2,200 pounds is close to the weight of some fully grown adult females. She is still growing, and keepers are taking this as a sign that everything is working, and that someday she will be able to have babies. Because she was the first premature hippo to survive, we were not sure what her reproductive future would be. We are not expecting or hoping for her to become pregnant now. Female hippos are often reproductively mature between 5 and 7 years old. And because of that, we have been prepared and expecting this day to come, and Fiona has been on birth control since Tucker's arrival. So, BB is cycling now, which means that her birth control is working. She and Tucker bred the first day that they were introduced.
Great.
And the fact that she is cycling indicates that she is on an appropriate dose of birth control. So, that's great. More information about, this is like a lot more information about hippo reproductive stuff than I've ever wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, to close this episode off, here are some funny tweets that I have found. Hear me out. Next thing we know, Fiona the hippo is going to be mating with her 4-month-year-old brother.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Like, me too.
You gotta separate them. Give them different enclosures or something. Because, like, pretty soon it's gonna get weird.
Like, even weirder. It already is weird.
It's weird, but it's gonna get weirder and worse.
So, this is the last tweet. My favorite child star, who later grew up to have a sex scandal, is Fiona the hippo. I just think everyone's making such a big deal about it is because Fiona the hippo is in all these children's books. So when a character of a children's book is somehow like cute, it's like humanized.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah, so like we've like humanized the hippo bloat. So now we're like, oh, it's mommy, daddy, and then daddy died. So stepdaddy and mommy and baby Fiona, and then Fiona starts with her stepdad. Yeah. Like, what?
I'm sure it's happened with like other animals, but this one's so. Oh yeah,
but this one publicized. Is publicized, and she's a child star.
Yeah.
So some sources, people. The Cincinnati Zoo's, got all stuff about this. If you want to read anything that's like humorous about this whole hilarious incident, you can check out the New York Post and then Barstool Sports.
Barstool Sports.
They do funny stuff all the time.
Okay.
So check those out.
Nice. All right, Wanderers, thank you so much for hanging out with us today and learning about some of the juicy goss from the Cincinnati Zoo. I hope you guys enjoyed. And if you have any suggestions for any future episodes, please feel free to email us at fwplisteners@gmail.com.
And as always, new episodes of the FWP are released weekly from wherever you get your podcast from, including this place that you're listening to right now. Yes. And if you'd like, we would really appreciate it if you would consider leaving us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.
All right, Wanderers, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time.